Welcome to the Second Cat Show with your host, Kathleen Hall.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson. We got to change that introduction for the new year for sure. I want to say good morning to everyone on this December the 19th, 2023 at 11:02 a.m. here on the Central Coast of Florida. We are definitely cold. I know for you guys it's nothing, but for us, oof, it's went from 80s to 40s really fast. It is chilly for us for sure. I'm out walking with hat, gloves, all the whole bit. It's quite comical. And by the time the walk is over, everything is off. So even more comical. It's just the way it is here for sure. I hope you're all doing well. This is the last show of 2023. I cannot believe it. Time has flown more than ever before. I feel it's only been 2 months, but it feels like 20 years since Stephen's heart surgery. That was definitely life altering. And you know, just to, I realized yesterday, I was like, wow, it's only been 2 months. It feels like 20 years. So much has happened since then. And we do go for a final, this year's final follow-up tomorrow. So I'm praying all is well. Definitely changed us forever, I feel. And really, really a good reminder of what really matters and how important things are. And I'm still trying to catch my breath before Christmas, but I'm definitely in the holiday spirit. I'm excited. I always love being with you this time of year. And this year, it's going to be so nice to stay still and be at home here. And we're going to have our Christmas over before Christmas begins. And that's okay. Also, the children will be pulling out of town on the 24th, and we will be spending Christmas Day here and just having a normal, I don't know, I want to keep it simple. I know now for those of you listening, I want to just say hi to everyone before I go ranting. And I will be taking questions today, of course. I feel confident that we will be having a good, positive 2024 for so many reasons. But I want to reflect a little with all of you. It is a Mercury retrograde. It's a Pisces moon. It's a great way to close, as Mark Husson said yesterday, it's a wonderful way to really close the year. If you're listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page, and I hope you come back and join us next year. It's titled 1-2 Radio. It's real easy to come on in. The outside world can't see what we're saying, so we're a private group. We love to chatter amongst each other, and you're welcome to ask me any questions that you may have today. I want to shout out to many of the students who were there on, what night was that? I'm already losing it. You could tell I'm already so excited about the holidays. Last week, Thursday night, I forget the date already, guys. We had a great class, and I want to just shout out to many of you who were there. And I'm happy to say that everything went smoothly, so we're going to go ahead and do it. That was my sign to proceed with a longer-term course for the new year, so we're going to get into that. I do want to do something for beginners. If anyone is interested, please let me know. Sometimes starting from square one is a really solid, and building a solid foundation is a wonderful way to begin. Really tapping into our spiritual energy, our psychic energy, and everything that goes along with our own internal gifts. I love being a part of that with you. And we always have some good synchronicities and stuff after class, so I've seen a lot of things happen already. And we love raising the vibration and really being together as a group. And it's just so, it's so unpretentious. And so it's humbling to see so many of you with so many things inside just bursting to come to the surface. And it's so nice that you all kind of align and say the same things at the same time. And you could see how synchronized we are as human beings, and how very much we are alike, and also very unique and very different. So you kind of get a mix of all of that. I think, let me go ahead and refresh. I see you, Maya. I see you, Tiffany. Happy everything to you also. Patricia and Nadine. Maureen, hello. And Denise, good morning. You know, Kelly, hi, it's so nice to see you. And Denise, you also. And Joni and Kat, hi, so nice to that you're here. And Alishea, if I don't call your name, I just haven't seen you yet, but I want to welcome you into the room. Laura, hello. Nadine, you're reminding me of first and foremost, so I want to reflect a little bit on the year with all of you, and then we'll go ahead and move forward towards the new year. And I don't know about you guys, but I certainly have seen, there's so many things that, like, when I say we synchronize as humans and our growth processes and things like that, and then yet we have our own individual journeys, I definitely have seen some themes of 2023. We had a little bit of a reprieve around our health and our care and our getting out and about and being with each other and really, really enjoying that moment in time. I will say Nadine has COVID this morning, she's saying and sharing, and thank you for sharing, because it is a great reminder. And I have had, I probably have about 5 or 6 different conversations going on right now, personally, with people who have COVID. And so this isn't to put fear in your heads, it's just to remind you to be cautious through the holiday season, because it's definitely more prevalent than it's been all year in my, I have firsthand, I just know in my body and in my being, I'm being extremely cautious. I always share when I am, because it means a lot when my body reacts. And it's obvious that so many people are testing positive again. So please, let's not be absent-minded about it during the holiday season when you're out and about. I do want you to enjoy and have that time together and just understand that it is not, you know, I've had a couple of people ignorantly say, oh, come on, COVID's long gone, you know. No, COVID is definitely here. So we have to be mindful, okay? I just want to say good morning, Kat, to you also. I'm so excited. I'm so very looking forward to the new year. And I feel like, I don't know about you, but is there anybody who has an idea or wants to share thoughts about what this past year has given us? Because I have a few thoughts, and I would love for you to open the room and for you to share your thoughts. And I definitely feel like I've seen so much growth, and I've seen so many patterns dissolving, and I've seen new beginnings appearing, but I've seen a lot of learning around tolerance and patience, and maybe more growth than I've seen in a long time, and a lot of healing. So who has anything to say about any of these things? Who has an experience to share? I do want to open the room before I start taking questions. And because I've certainly seen these things, I've certainly seen a lot of boundaries, realizations, more tolerance for other people, or compassion, consideration, and really a recognition perhaps of what is missing in our lives in a very rational way, not just flying off the handle and putting a band-aid on it, or taking shortcuts through our processes or our healing. It's been quite remarkable in that way. I feel a lot of you have gone through, wait a minute, we're gonna recognize this. I'm laughing at your memes. I love all of this in the room. How many of you have recognized, wait a minute, this isn't coming from me. This is a feeling that I'm getting from someone else. How many of you have absorbed different energies? You know, this type of thing. How many of you realize when you meet and you connect with someone, how quickly you could figure it out? Wait a minute, I'm not taking this personally. This is a big one. I'm not taking this personally anymore, because really this person has had a really challenging life, or this person has gone through these things, so I could recognize and maybe try to understand and be patient with them through their processes. Or maybe we talked about the word trigger way more than we used to, and maybe we realize what triggers us or where our feelings are coming from. I think there was a heightened sensitivity this previous year. I definitely believe that. I feel that maybe our bodies were responding more than normal because of the years previous, you know, and what we've gone through as humans and things like this. So if anybody has anything to share, I am actually welcoming it. Mary, 2023 was on relationships to others, to self, to triggers. I definitely believe that also. I've seen it. And breaking down patterns, yes, that need to feel like they have to shift, but also a lot of acceptance. Acceptance of what we really can't change. Patricia shares that it's given her the gifts of acknowledging and accepting her weaknesses and provided the way to what she feels is a true transformation. Living in truth, or really knowing and understanding who we are, I believe really came to the forefront this year also for many of us. And maybe even taking a look at how we relate to other people and realizing, wait a minute, this really wasn't about us after all. Maureen says this past year has reinforced her hope and faith, her strength and boundaries. I love that. I believe that about boundaries also. And an abundance of blessings. I believe the retrograde here coming into the end of the year, you know, we get to start. This is what I'm excited about. And if I see anyone else responding to my question about your sharing about 2023, you know, guys, we've seen a lot of ugly things in the world also in 2023 that we as human beings have sadly acclimated to or have become accustomed to understanding and knowing it exists. But internally, we decide to reinforce, as Maureen said, and re-strengthen a lot of what takes place in our own inner world, our close circles. Have you expanded your first, you know, your inner circle or your closest circle? Have you expanded your outer circles? You know, where are the layers in your life? What are the layers that you want to create? So sometimes when we talked about, we didn't do it this class, but in many, you know, recent years, we did what's called a goal bowl. And what I'm thinking about doing this year for the new year is creating a space that looks like a, how do I say, like a target almost. So in our little inner circle, our target area, we have this circle of our lives, and this is ourselves in the center. And then we grow another, you know, we draw another out a circle, and that's our inner circle. That's our closest people. You know, what do we want to put in our inner circle? And then the external, and then we do another circle, and that's our outer circle. How are we going to do, what are we bringing into that? And so I want to draw this little diagram, and I'm encouraging all of you, and this, you know, we can create it and play with it, color it, draw however we want to do it, even jot it down with a pencil. It doesn't have to be fancy. And it's almost creating a goal bowl in a way, maybe limiting yourself to a piece of paper to where you could put certain little goals on your in or within your circles that you can really look at the end of the 2024 year and say, did we create any of these things that we're asking the universe to help us manifest? And so, starting with yourselves, what character trait do you want to improve? What psychic gift do you want to improve? What skill set do you want? You know, what do you want to do as far as attracting new people, attracting a new job? How are you going to change your vibration to increase what it is that you're bringing into your life? How are you going to improve what you have inside of you? These types of things. So I love this, what Kat is saying while we're on this topic of kind of building more strength of character, building more positive traits and being conscious of that at the new year. She says lots of pointing the fingers, but then there are three fingers pointing back at you, self-reflection and awareness, reabsorbed energies. I literally live in the country with no car and I'm happy to be a hermit for the time being. I love that too. I love that I'm in a bit of a quiet place away from the hub, you know, trying to get my children to make wiser decisions about where they're going to live this year as they come closer to us again. And, you know, they want the hustle bustle and they keep saying, wait a minute, you know, look it over here. I'm trying to so hard not control my kids and be that mother, that helicopter mom that I still want to be when they're 28 and 30 years old. It's like, that's my battle. And admittedly, you know, so that matters a lot. And it's so much easier when you give up trying to control your children or you're trying to make their decisions and you just definitely... Oh, I'm going to work on that this year. Definitely in my inner circle, my inner self circle, right? Patricia says it's given her the gifts of, okay, I said this as the Yule nears, it's provided the way to transformation. What you need is a true. I love that. Janine shares that this year has had a lot of expansion and healing, knowing what's really important in her life. Knowing that has led to choices that have really enhanced my life and relationships. I too feel that. And one other thing that I really chose to do this year, you know, sometimes it is about choices. Do you want to be better for yourself and others? We get so many blocks in our way of doing that, or do we really consciously sit down for even 1 minute and say we ask ourselves, how do we want to be better for others? How do we want to be better for ourselves? And one of the things that I really wanted to do at the beginning of the year is become more present in each and every person's life and become more aware of the true feelings of other people and loving and showing more love. And when I say that, it's not because I never love them more or show them more love, because I do all the time, but it's really feeling it with them. So I'm not just giving it out. I'm actually in the moment feeling it as I am taking action to give it. And so that became a very strong desire for me this year, and it's proven itself over and over again as we end the year, in that I really want to connect more deeply and in my one-on-one, you know, there are a lot of special people in my world that really don't get my attention or hadn't before, and I'm hoping they feel it this year, because I certainly was aware of how fast or how quickly I can move through things and not feel them enough. And this year I really felt them and tried to show that kind of appreciation one person at a time. And so I feel coming into the new year, I haven't even begun to create for 2024 because I'm still existing so deeply in 2023. And normally it's an opposite thing for me. As a psychic, I'm always looking ahead, but in this calendar year, I really had to take it a day at a time and really, you know, be in it daily be in it for the moment, be in it, you know, to see what we could do to improve things today. And it really does make life a little better, even though we like to have a heads up on that future, and we're going to do more of that for sure. I definitely enjoy a more rich experience with other people, and it's really nice. Chris, and I always tell everybody, if I'm giving you too much attention, that's a problem, because that means I'm worried, or, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm joking in a way, but no, it's true. If I know you're good, I know you're good too, you know? So, Chris says 2023 is giving back her roots through reconnection to family and friends. I love that too. Absolutely. And, I feel really good about that. Tiki, it's so nice that you're here also. Happy that you're here. Hold on a minute. Let me go ahead and refresh. I better start taking your questions, but I did want to give you guys some ideas and little tidbits about the holiday. So many of you are asking me. I really don't want to venture out this year. I just want to sit still and... after the noise of the children subside, I think Christmas Day is going to be very, very quiet here. And I'm happily expressing that, because it could have looked very, very different if we didn't have the miracles that occurred earlier in the year, or less, you know, this past season. It's only been a couple of months, so super grateful. Breaking down patterns. You know, when we create and manifest our new beginnings for 2024, we have every right to ask for more ease. And sometimes when things are difficult, we forget that we can ask for more ease, because we can, and more harmony. And when we have lifetimes or decades or even sometimes years, maybe not, but even so, we are used to and we become acclimated to trying too hard, to giving too much, to overcompensating, to naturally feeling or presuming that it's going to be more difficult, so we may as well go all in and just kill ourselves to do something. And I think that's part of a pattern that I'm trying to break, because I always think you have to work so hard for everything that happens, you know? And I believe this coming year, we're going to see more ease within ourselves. And don't be afraid to ask for that. I'm certainly putting that in my inner circle to allow things to occur more naturally and easily. And sometimes we make it look easy on the surface to be able to give so much or to do so much or to take on so much, but it's not easy. And there's nothing wrong with saying it's not easy, you know? And so living in truth, first and foremost, really being right with the people in your life is so very important. And maybe saying goodbye to a few people or relationships or situations, circumstances that are no longer good for you. It's painful. Sometimes being neutral or in a place of neutrality, as we learn it over time, is better than having to do something that, especially in the retrograde, there really are no, nothing is really black and white. But if we try to make it black or white or express it black in a, you know, it harms us more than helps us. So staying in a place in the center of that and letting it be okay, being neutral. I think neutrality is a challenging place for any of us to get. Choosing to release some of the drama that we know we're creating ourselves, or our own thoughts, our presumptions. It's so human to think it's going to be the worst case scenario, and then it turns out to be. How many of you have had situations where you have blown them out of proportion this year, and then nothing has come out of it? Or you had storylines with endings that weren't real. because I know a few. And I know that as human beings, we do a lot of that. And we don't have to anymore. We're learning because we all survived so much, right? And we're here and we're happy and we're trying to look forward to another new year. And our faith is returning, our hope, our enthusiasm, and everything that's yet to come. And so a lot of changes for you, Renee, during the new year, 2023. I love that. I think it has. There have been some really good things that have occurred in a very challenging time in the world, you know, personally, for many of you. And if there's, we don't really have to crawl over this ginormous wall. We always seem to say, okay, if I don't do this by now, it's not going to happen. The life doesn't end in front of us, you know? Just because it doesn't happen on a Tuesday doesn't mean it's not going to happen on a Thursday. We don't have a wall in our face saying your life is ending today, so if this doesn't happen today, it's never going to happen. So we let go a little bit of these ideals, you know, and these notions. And so I believe a lot of this is going and falling by the wayside. Oh, this is so funny. I love this CA. She says, when I said goal circle, I thought you said gold circle. I think gold circle is nice, CA, but I'm going to picture my goal circle as gold, maybe silver, bronze, or platinum. I love that. How about using all of them in a certain layers of them? You know, I like it. Thank you for that. And Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm so happy you're here. I don't want to start getting sentimental because I am. But I know I don't want to, it's too early in the show to get sentimental with you guys. No, I'm teasing you, but I'm really happy you're here. I'm happy you're in my life. And I like the gold. I like more of that. Speaking of bringing more color, using, we use stones, we use crystals, we use metal. Copper is a huge conduit. Bringing these things into our inner world. I wish I could show you guys some photos. Now that everything's finally back in order here and better, I wish I could show you some photos of what I keep close by. So many stones and rocks, literal rocks from the ground. All kinds of things that bring me energy. Everything is energy. And what CA says, even if we manifest a mindset of bringing color, how many of you protect yourself in that pink bubble before you go anywhere? Or you naturally do it, the blue light to heal. The, you know, I do the streaming platinum for protection and for warding off any kind of whatever. All of these things, you know, we use feng shui in our homes. We say the citrine at the left side of the door. Don't quote me on that because I don't remember. But things like this, we do all kinds of things that we believe in that we can really sit down and take in with us for the new year. And so what CA said about the gold, silver, platinum, I love that too. I could think of so many things. I'm bringing more stone into the house for more grounding. I'm bringing a lot of different things in that are more aligned with my nature of really what I need more of, that earth energy. But when we say the silver, gold, and platinum, and the bronze, and the copper, and any metal you could think of, I could go on and on. I'm thinking that these are the things that we can utilize every day from a spiritual perspective to remember that we are a spiritual body. Yes, we're physical, we're mental, we're emotional, but we are also very, very spiritual. And the spiritual aspect and like our chakra, you know, our energy centers, where it flows energy, we could bring this color into our beings, and don't forget this day to day to help us in the world in any capacity. Okay. All right. So let's take a look. I'm going to go ahead and shuffle, shuffle. Let's take a look at everybody. I'm going to go ahead and refresh. We are going to take some questions. I ranted a lot more than I expected to, but it's nice to speak to you all as a group. It's nice that everyone gains something from our connecting here. And I want to go to Nadine first. Denise, I love what you tell Nadine about using your strong mind to see yourself healed. You're so strong. You are an artist. Draw yourself strong. Color yourself good. She says she had a hard morning, tested positive. The last time she had it, it was really bad. She ended up with long COVID. She's asking for prayers. We will definitely send some prayers, and we will be thinking of you, and I will keep you first and foremost at the top of my list. With you're in good company with a few people right now who really have it, and you'll get through this. There's no question about it. I do see good news coming, so you will start feeling better. I also see love and romance coming your way this year, and I like that. More connection, more love and romance, putting your energy to that area of your life. And I see new life in your home, so that's a good thing, okay? I love that. Let's take a peek now. One moment here. Janine says, all right, let's talk to you about this. This is right in my wheelhouse, so hold on a minute. I'm so happy my son is home from Japan. After 2 years, he left the nest. He is drinking a lot, and I need to say something. I'm hoping so much he's receptive. If you see anything on this, I'd love to hear. It really is a lot every day. His dad and grandmother have addiction struggles, too. I know it's very, very hard. I want to look specifically. There are so many things I could say about this topic right now. And every single person is going to receive it differently, depending on where he is in his addiction. You know, there's an excuse for every person who's inclined towards addiction. There's always a reason, whether it's happy, whether it's sad. Whether it's celebratory, whether it's I'm depressed, whatever the reason is, there's a reason to drink, right? And he has clearly had some, I feel, trauma that has really opened up those portals. And so let me just take a look. He's happy to be back. He has a reason to celebrate. It's the holidays. I see all of these things going on. But when he goes to bed at night, you can rest assured that he's talking to himself. And I truly, truly feel that. So let me just one second. I I'm going to say to be really cautious about how you approach it, of course. And I do believe that he's aware. He wants to slow down. He may not show that he wants to. I don't see anything that really puts me in fear to where I think it's going to go on forever. I believe a dinner, a meal, sitting down, having a long, like a conversation about life in general. I feel that I think it would help. I don't believe it should be the topic. I also, the grandmother and the father, I sometimes you say to the kids, you know, this person had this, this person that, and I feel like just focus on him specific. What are you thinking about the new year? Make it a long conversation, and bring that up carefully, and you will, and you'll have the right. I always ask spirit or God to come through me if I'm having a hard conversation with someone that I have to tell the truth to, that, you know, it's hard, especially about a topic like this. Addiction is a disease. It's not to be taken lightly. I do believe he has a conscience around it, and that's very important to know. I know he's talking to himself. I have a feeling that nothing's going to stop him ahead. He's very strong, and yet at the same time I have faith in his healing and his taking it back a long way. So let's see. Okay, so I would say really make the conversation about him, not about the drinking, and you know, you kind of get a measure of where he's at and see how that goes. I feel a successful conclusion around this, and I don't take this matter lightly. I know Maureen knows I don't take it lightly. CA knows I don't take it lightly. Denise knows. Many of you know I am very, very cautious about this topic. And so I would tell you if I was scared about him. I'm not. So yes, you have to say something. Yes, he will be receptive. But don't worry about dad and grandma or anybody else. Just make it about him, because dad or grandma can give him a reason. Oh, now it's their fault. Okay. Always bring it back to base. And you don't have to accuse or say, you know, hey, I mean, I did notice that you've, you know, blah, 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 increased your whatever. You got to kind of chill. You have to be relaxed about it, so it's not a big focal point of the conversation, and make the conversation about the new year for him, how he's coming through, what does he think he's going to do, and then somehow work it into the conversation. But I think giving him a reason, like it's in your bones or your blood or your that, you know, I would back away from that, and I would find out more how it's making him feel, because I have a feeling he has a conscious of it. Okay. I'm not going to, I hope this helps. Slow and steady wins the race. Terry Campbell's in the chat room. I'm so happy you're here. Happy holidays and big hugs to you too. I'm sure we'll be chatting in between. All right. And let's just take a peek here. Let me see who's next. I'm hoping, Janine, you're okay with that. Let me just see this, what's happening, Tiki. The last time I was here, I was taking care of my mom. She recently passed. Sweetie, I'm so, so sorry to hear that. And I'm having a hard time taking care of myself now and figuring out how to move forward. So, so sorry for your loss. I'm happy that you're here. We're all here for you. And I know it's a challenging, especially this time of year, makes it so difficult. And, you know, part of her spirit, of course, is there. You have to hold on to those good memories, too. And I do believe little by little, I see you moving forward. There's a space in your home environment that spirit is showing me that you can set up maybe a little memorial space, or and it doesn't have to remain forever, just like maybe to honor her in some way. Whether it be a photograph, some candles, some just like a little meditative spot in your home that maybe you can go and connect. I don't know about all of you, but I have a habit of obviously I've always been on the phone since I was like a very, very young child. You would have never gotten through to our home phone line until I got my teen phone line, but then I used to monopolize both phone lines in the home. And I was very ahead of my time because back then it wasn't as popular, right? Now we have all different ways to connect. But so I literally used to accidentally dial the number of my close loved ones that have passed. Like I wasn't even conscious of it. I was just like, oh, I gotta tell grandma this. I gotta tell pop this. I have to, call my dad real quick. I forgot to say something. And I don't know if it's a coping mechanism or whatever that may be, but we all have our coping mechanisms with it. I feel for you, and you may find yourself doing these silly things. I gotta tell mom this, or and these are all normal things that occur. And so, but a little space in your home environment, something that you can do it and honor her with, I think it would really help you. And I wouldn't say that for every human, I just feel that way. So, I think it will help. I think you'll feel her spirit, and I think it's very healing for that to happen, okay? I'm super happy you're back with us. We're sending lots of love. I know everybody in here is enveloping you with strength and encouragement to get you through these holidays. And there's definitely more on the other side, okay? All right. Okay, let's take a look. Let me say, Nadine, you're so welcome. She can't take her trip to New York with that's very difficult. I have to tell you, Nadine, that's probably honestly, I'm not blowing smoke or anything like that. I was just saying this is 1 year ago now. I was so sick in New York area in New Jersey. I decided I would never go back again at any other time than the summer or maybe late spring, summer. But I still have trauma over that. And so I think it's okay that you are not going, even though I know it's hard. It's probably preventing other things. And there's so much traffic. Let's look at all the other things that could have occurred. So let's leave it at that. I don't want to be negative. I know it's difficult. I don't want to dishonor your feelings, but I'm telling you, it was meant to be. Okay? It's like 5 hours sitting in the car to get to a place in 20 minutes this time of year. I think you're good. Just wait until it's right and it will happen. I'm so excited that your partner's moving in. I'm so excited that there's a little puppy that will come to the forefront and definitely will, and they're full of love. And I love that this is happening, okay? Love your partnership. Love that you're going to be living together. Love all of that. And super excited for you all. And you'll get through this week, and please. I sound like such a Floridian when I'm not picking on. There was nothing in the world that I would love to do than be in New York City when it's the holidays with the family and stuff. But it's also very busy. And especially this year, it's insane. So try not to, try not to go too much into the negative thought process about that and just realize it's meant to be. I have a very strong knowing that it's preventing other things. Okay? All right, let's take a look at who is next. Merry, merry to everyone. I'm seeing so many of you. I just want to wait for something to come through. I have to look at Hickory quickly. There's anesthesia tomorrow, so let me do that now. You have some fear, Mama. I feel delay around it. Now, wait a minute. Where is it? Where? Let me see something, sweetie. Tiffany, did you delay this at all first? Was there a delay? Don't get upset with me. I feel like there's going to be a change if there hasn't been already. And you guys, I mean, Tiff, honestly, I'm trying to wait for your response. I hope you're here listening. And if not, I'll come after you later. Okay, I'm glad you have the photo and the candles, Tiki. Thank you for that. Maureen, Merry, Merry Christmas to you too, sweetie. Everybody who's coming in. Tiffany, I would prefer you waited if you can postpone. And sometimes I hate what comes through, but I'm being honest and I want you to wait. Now, I will talk to you about this if you're not still here, and it's okay if you're not, but I wanted to see if you delayed it already because sometimes that could happen to overlap, okay? So I'll keep looking for you, and if not, we'll move on and I'll see you. I'll come and get you later and let you know what I think. All right? All right. Now, and you may have changed it already for some reason or, you know, that kind of thing. So we'll figure that out together. All right, sweetie. Talk soon. Let me go on. And I saw Laura, I believe her husband, John, if I'm not mistaken. Dun, dun, dun. Where did you go? Kat, if there's time, do you have any messages? I do have a crazy message. And I don't know if he's open to alternative things, Laura, but I actually feel this crazy thing around light therapy, and I have no idea why I'm seeing this. Or like even something more on a metaphysical healing path, believe it or not. And I don't say this for every person either. Like he's definitely having an awakening. I see recovery. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I definitely feel some light therapy, some secondary. I'm thinking some light healing, Reiki healing like this, or some kind of process. I don't know. If you can introduce him to something integrative or something like this, holistic, it looks very good for him. And I do see a successful healing, even if he doesn't partake in any of those things, but I feel like he's gonna be okay long term, all right? I'm just like, I'm thinking laser, light, color therapy, Reiki therapy, like something like this in addition to what he's doing on the other side of the medical train, you know? Come back and let us know and let me know. I don't even know if he's that kind of guy, but I feel like there's something about it. Could be a chiropractor's office that offers something. I don't know. It definitely doesn't look mainstream. So let's see. Okay. Okay. Let me go back to Tiffany. I think it's important. She said, yes, there was a delay. I was going to take her Thursday, turned into Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There's 4 days procedure instead of a Monday. Then 2 days. I don't know why you're delaying, but I feel like it's meant to be. If you're not comfortable, it's okay to delay again. I feel like you're hesitant, and when in doubt, wait it out. I like next week. I like, well, you can't because of Christmas. Damn. I don't know. I'm going to have to get with you a little bit later because I feel like maybe we should wait again. I don't want to be ignoring my messages. There's a reason I think you put it off or postponed. So we'll chat about that for a moment, okay? So please don't be upset with me. I really want to be, I have to tell you the truth, and I'm feeling a weight. And I don't know why. And I like that. But Hickory's fine. I just feel like, I don't know. I'm hesitant. I'm always a get it done kind of person to begin with. So psychically and energetically, if I'm saying hold on, there's a reason, okay? I feel like maybe you're doubting it a little bit, or I don't know. I hope that helps, son. When I have the Four of Wands energy very strongly in the set, in the reading, and then the Transformation card, I'm a major weight kind of person. I hope that helps. Okay, she didn't postpone the surgery. She only postponed her going to the vet to get checked out. Yeah, that's. I'm just sticking to my guns, okay? We'll chat. All right. So Joni says she met a David, nothing remarkable. Now I feel a Michael coming. But I think I'm not done with David yet. So let's kind of play that out and see how it feels. I feel sometimes relationships need a little time to grow. Jennifer Duff, good morning, and thank you so much for being here, and thank you, and happy holidays to you also. Jennifer, too, is a 1-2 listen psychic astrologer, and Terry Campbell's here, and C.A. Brooks is here, and all of you, lots and lots of love to you all. It means the world to me that you're here at the end of the year. I love that. So happy you joined. And let me just see one more thing. All right. I love this time of year. Let me just say something for my astrologers before we go. And of course, you all know my daughter, Sydney, is out in the world. And I adore her. And she's really doing it. And I'm very, very shocked, but she is. Of course, very different than her mother, but nevertheless, she's making it. And astrology is really an amazing tool, and I cannot stress it enough. Not just at any time of year, but at this time of year. Let's promote it. Let's talk about it. You know, it's so exciting to get a new year reading, and that's really what I have to say. And for all of you astrologers, there's so many great, you know, I don't want to omit Kelly. I don't want to omit Jay. I don't want to omit, I psychically read through the astrology in your chart and energetically. I don't look at it like an astrologer. You guys know I have no time for that. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. I absolutely love that they're all here today. It was a very good treat and a very good Christmas bonus at the end of the year. I'm so excited to come back to you all guys next year. We're going to take a couple week break now. And thank you so much for being here today. The card of the season and for Christmas is the King of Pentacles that you can all go research. The King of Pentacles, it's very timely. It's very Capricorn. Lots of love, everybody. I'm going to get thrown out of here. So Jay's going to kill me at the last show of the year. Everybody, please stay tuned for the amazing C.A. Brooks coming up next over at Everyday Astrology. Happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah, a little late. And all of these other things that we're celebrating. And Jay Varvel, thank you always for being our producer. Bye, everybody.